Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gon' be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gon' be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 13, verse 8 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to BBCI Radio, that's Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you're sending in any commercials or any music, send it in MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. Now, I will start things off the correct way. I need to let people know that they can check out none other than Looking Good Home Improvement, residential, commercial remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodeling, carpentry and decks. That's 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247. That's LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. Now, on with the rest of the program. You can catch Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter. That's junior.alfredporter with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Your Facebook, Kent and Angelica. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, or the Dialogue Center. Also, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m., voiceitradio.com, Facebook page of Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. Also, thelogtv.com, and also, We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records is the YouTube channel. Also, Twitter page of Alfred Porter JR1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also on YouTube, Foundation for Elevation Station. Let's see, what else is going on? I see the 216-288 phone number calls in and has hung up. This is the earliest I've recognized that number calling in. So they must really want to say something. I'll get to them in just a moment. But I need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Honorable mention goes to Mr. Solo. Number 10 debuting, the Gold Standard Spotlight with Fred. The Gold Standard Spotlight with Fred. Now, they call him Fred, a.k.a. Ballhead Fred, Nappy Head Fred G. It's this coming Friday night. It's Lanoy Family Restaurant, Gold Standard Spotlight, 3532 West 41st Street. That's off of Fulton, Cleveland, Ohio. We honor Fred. He'll have his music. He'll play a lot of hip-hop. And other people will perform as well. I see the 216-553 and the 216-288. I will get to you all. Just have your thoughts in order because we never know how many people will end up on the phone line. So we have to be courteous to everybody. That's number 10, the Gold Standard Spotlight with Fred and guests. Number 9 on Facebook debuting, the New Year A Pop-Up Party. I believe that's with, of course, DJ Jack the Ripper. Number 8 debuting, Facebook Back to 2005 movie premiere. I think that happened last night. Number 7 moving up, Black House Sounds, their Black History Once Again song. And Silence All Critics Posse Cut featuring Suave Gotti, Black House Sound, Sheriff Kilroy, plus the new solo music video by Joseph Motley Jr. And he also has another solid song. Number 6 making a debut is the birthday party that was held for model Marmita Robinson. I think it was at KNS. So that was number 6. Number 5 moving up, Facebook, was the 2024 RPCC Black History event that happened. Number 4 moving up, Facebook, was the Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop episode number 250 and other events. I'll go over the list of who attended towards the end of this program. Number 3 moving up, Facebook, activist criminal justice reform forum last Tuesday. Matthew Ahn showed up. Joe Jones, the councilman, gave awards out to certain women in the community. I believe that Frances Caldwell, Kathy Ray Coleman, Ms. Maybach, Dolores Gray received certificates and awards. Number 2, the biggest jump, was last Saturday, Art McCoy's 80th birthday party. Free food, hundreds came out. He did 100 push-ups. Wow, it was a phenomenal event. It was a who's who. And the only thing that beat it, number 1 spot for 2 weeks in a row, Autorama. I'm going to the first phone caller, 216-553. That's 216-553. How are you doing out there?
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Brenda A. Fulmer, and as my colleagues call me, Queen B, at Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 o'clock. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land tonight?
Doing well, Queen B. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'd just like to say congratulations to Art McCoy. May God bless him, that he have many, many more birthdays. And on the napkin it says, cheers to 80 years. Cheers
right.
to 80 years. And that's
cheers
a blessing.
Cheers to 80 years.
Cheers to 80 years. That's what it said. And God blessed him and his family and his children and his grandchildren and his whole entire family. It was really nice. I enjoyed myself. I felt the atmosphere. A lot of my friends were there. A lot of my sisters and brothers were there. It was nice. Beautiful.
It was.
Beautiful. It was really nice. And everybody enjoyed themselves and you know, it was nice. I can't even put the words into it. Well, may God bless him. He better than me doing them 100 push-ups.
Right.
I'm lucky if I hit 20.
I hear you.
I'm lucky if I do 20 push-ups. Well, may God bless him and all to my fam, to my colleagues. McCoy, Al Porter, Ron B, Squab Gotti, Major Tapp, Major Powers, oh boy, I tell you, Miss Glass, she was in the house. I didn't see Delore. She probably was there earlier, but God bless her. Monica Postpoint and Cowboy, they were there. Well as myself, Queen B, practically all of us there, Ernie and Gary, all of us, the whole gang was there from Black Talk Radio and Black on Black Matters. We was all there to support him because we are family, y'all.
Right.
Anytime anybody in the family has something, we try to support everybody that can make it and cannot make it. And the ones cannot make it, we are there in spirit. Remember that. It's not because we can't come. It's because if things come up, you know, our daily lives, and then we are our spirit lives on when we are not there. So remember that. And we can't make to everything, as they say. My mom and dad used to say, you can't go to everything, and you can't make to everything. But your spirit and your thoughts and your love will stretch out no matter where you go, you know. We all have love for each other, and that's how it goes with all of us. I'd just like to thank everybody that came to his birthday celebration, and I hope he had many, many more years in his day years. God bless him. God bless you, Al, and your fiance, everybody. It was really nice, really, really nice. May God bless and keep each and every one of y'all on this evening, on this beautiful day. Beautiful day, y'all.
Yes, it was beautiful.
I hope everybody a chance to get out there, get some of that, soak that sunshine in. May God bless y'all. I'm signing off. This is Valangelis Brenda Former. As my colleagues call me, Queen B. I'm signing off. Peace out. I love everybody. There's nothing, a thing you can do about it. God bless each one of y'all. Have a blessed evening and a blessed week as blessings on blessings each and every day of your life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Ooh-wee, that was a motivation. Before I go to the 216-288, you're live. I'm coming to you. But I want to let people know that some of the people who showed up was A. Woods, D. Woods, Miss Maosha Vale, Miss Maybach from Black Women's Army came through to the hip-hop workshop. Johnny G, radio on-air personality, legend, was there. Sergio Wilkins was there. Roderick Stewart, he did a poem. AUG was in the building. Suave Gotti, James Hemphill, Giorgio Sabino the Third, Andre Cato, Prester Pickett, the professor at the Cleveland State University's Department of Africana Studies, was in there and spoke. Queen B, Major Taps Plus One, Maddie B's Floral Arrangements. That's 216-334-9820. They provided flowers for all the queens. 216-334-9820. Now let me go to that phone caller who's been waiting. 216-288. You're on live. How are you doing?
Good. This is Dantes Taylor.
What's going on, Dantes Taylor?
I wasn't at the workshop. I was down in Columbus representing Black on Black, Knowledge You organization. I was down there representing NAN. I was down there representing. And I spoke, and I spoke well, too, on all the rights that we need to know. And I spoke on voter rights and medical for all. And I told them what they need to know and everything else. And I hit it in the ballpark. So I did what I had to do. That's why I wasn't at the workshop. I would have been there if I wasn't down there representing for the people that couldn't go. That's right.
Wow.
We went down and did what we did, and we gave them our demands. That's all we got to say. Right about now. This is what we do. We boots on the ground. Our boots on the ground for all the kids in the child and family services all over. And the family service, child and family service all over. I'm not just in Ward 4 or whatever. I'm in from 1 to 17. If we gotta go, we gotta go. If we gotta get in court and help a family out or something, I'm there helping them out to make sure it's right. We gotta know everything is right out here in America.
Yes, you're
America.
Right.
Don't forget the 22nd annual Congress for 2020-2024 revival leading up to a Great Gospel Fest is going on. Yes, the revival will be at 8324 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103, and it will be Thursday, June 20th, and Friday, June 21st, 2024. Doors open at 6, and revival start at 7 p.m. Yes, and we have all the way from Mount Zion Baptist Church. This is not Mount Zion that y'all know about. This is Mount Zion out there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's out there in Berea. It's in Berea.
Okay.
Yes. And the pastor is coming from that church, and he will be preaching the God-saving word for 2 days. 2 days. Don't come out. His choir will be there. His whole church. Come on out and pack the house and make it nice for us all over. For more information, contact Dr. Center 216-288-5841. And don't forget the 22nd annual gospel as well. 2023 anniversary. It's the anniversary, yes. And it will be at Hayes Temple Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, right across from the police station on 930 and Kinsman and Cleveland Isle 44104 on Sunday, June 23rd, 2024, with doors open at 2:15. Food will be made from scratch. We have some great cooks and everything else. And we will be selling dinners. Program starts at 4 to 9 p.m. Tickets will be $20 and $25 at the door. Yes. We have all the way from Clean Ohio, we have the Brown Egg Gospel Singers. All the way from Clean Ohio, we have your very Mr. Powers. All the way from Columbus, Ohio, we have the Spiritual Echoes from Columbus, Ohio, and many, many more groups and solos. We will be announcing our out-of-town group in about a week or so, and we will be announcing our Cleveland group that's our special guest group, too. And we're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere, and everything else. For more information, contact Dr. Center at 216-288-5841. And when more ticket locations come available, we will be announcing them, too. So come on out and join us. We're going to have a great time, a great atmosphere. This is the biggest thing in the city that's going to go on that weekend. Yes, yes. And don't forget, Don't forget that's coming up is Father's Day. Father's Day. We have a big Father's Day tribute to Miss Watson, Miss Lois Watson. And this is our radio anniversary, and it's going to be at First Missionary Baptist Church at 4312 Lee Road in Cleveland, Ohio, 44104 on Sunday, June the 16th, 2024. Yes. So stay tuned to this, and they're giving out tithes. And don't forget, we have a special presentation that's going to go on at this great program, too. Yes, it's going to be a special presentation. We have a special surprise. So y'all better be ready. And tickets are going to go on sale pretty soon, too. So come on out and join us. For more information, you can contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. Or you can reach Georgette Scott, the pastor of the House of Refuge Center, at 216-303-1615. We are working on this great event to make it be just like my anniversary. We're going to make that big and everything else. And we're going to have that tribute. We got some stuff going on in the place. So, and it's going to be some, she's going to give away some tithes, but we're going to have some other giveaways too. So stay tuned to what's going on, because this is going to be the biggest thing that Father's Day weekend. It's going to be the biggest thing that Father's Day weekend.
Okay.
We're going to show y'all what Cleveland has to do and everything else. So come on out. If you need somebody to go to court with you, you can call down to 216-288-5841, or you can text me. Yes. Come on out and join us, and I'm out here to help you get to your destination. And we're going to work it.
Thank you.
And we have man-to-man. They have man-to-man at Black on Black on every first Friday of the month. They have man-to-man. Bring your kids out there and join us. For more yes, come on out to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting at 7:15. We start, that's when doors open for our meeting. At 7:30, we start our meeting, and we talk about all kinds of things. And if you have any suggestions, or any concerns, come on out. Come on out and join Black on Black. Dante Taylor is the chairperson for recruitment for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. The third Saturday in April at the Dialogue Center, I would like to have a recruitment drive, a big recruitment drive at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated.
The third Saturday in April, you're trying to do a big recruitment drive at Black on Black Crime Headquarters, since you are the membership chair, as appointed by Brother Art McCoy.
Yes.
So that'll be something that can be brought up. Before I go to the other couple of phone calls,
God bless you,
line.
And have a nice and prosperous day. And I would like to say thanks to Art McCoy, to Al Porter, to his wife, to Al Porter's wife, and Reverend Pamela Pinky Butts, and Queen Bee, and everybody. And everybody, y'all have a nice day. Y'all have a frosty day. And everybody, keep your head up. And God bless everybody on this Christian journey that we're walking on. We're going to have a great time. There's a lot of stuff going on in the city that you don't know about. Tune in to Blog Talk Radio every Monday at 9:10. And you can learn and you can find out what events are going on in the city of Cleveland.
Appreciate you. Thank you. That was Dontez Taylor. I've had a couple of phone callers. Looks like I have a couple more. So let's go first to 216-820. 216-820, you're on live. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Man, I am doing phenomenally well. I figured when you called in, it's good to talk to you because you had a very, very powerful performance once again at the hip-hop workshop. People who hadn't heard you perform before were giving you a standing ovation. Talk to me about how you're feeling.
Well, I'm feeling extremely great, you know, which is why I'm on the air tonight to thank everyone for coming out to the hip-hop workshop to see me perform and see me showcase my talent. And I just want to let you all know that the best is yet to come, so make sure you be on the lookout for next month, because I'll be doing two songs that no one has ever seen or heard me perform yet.
Wow.
But we're going to see where it takes me from there. But in the meantime, what I would like everyone to do, I want everyone to log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, you know, so for the new music that's out, and that is also coming within the near future. As you know, we do have a Black History song up there called Black History Once Again.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an upcoming project that'll be coming out real soon based on Black History. Also, there's another new song called Silence Critics, which features Mr. Motley, Mr. Porter, yours truly, Mr. Powers, and GMS's own Suave Gotti. So
wow.
With everyone, so for everyone that's listening, I just want to let you know that, hey, when it comes to doing great things and when you're fortunate enough to do it, I just want to let you know right now, it is a wonderful feeling to do something real great. So if you're doing something great with your life, make sure that you do it to where it means something to you. Because if you don't, then what are you in the game for? So at the end of the day, I am Mr. Powers. I want to thank everyone once again for coming out to the Hip Hop Workshop to see that performance. Hopefully you'll see more performances of me in the future. And I just can't wait to showcase my talents more with you all. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. I appreciate that. And we'll be moving through things kind of fast because I have three more phone callers to go to. So in the order that they came in, I'm going to the area code of 443 with a 699. 443-699, how you doing this evening? 443 area code with the 699.
Oh, hello. Hi. Sorry. My name is Carolyn Wiley. I am deaf, calling through a sign language interpreter. I'm the new president for Black Lives Matter of the Deaf. How are you guys doing? How are you doing today?
Doing excellent. Doing excellent. And with that being said, again, please introduce yourself. Your name is?
My name is Carolyn, Carolyn Wiley, Wiley. I'm the new president of Black Lives Matters of the Deaf. It's a new role.
And that is beautiful to hear from you. I need to know.
And we've got a job to do.
Yes, you all do. So tell me, how long have you been president of that esteemed organization?
2 weeks.
And where are you all located?
D.C., but
I hear you.
It's for the Baltimore, Maryland region.
Okay. Okay. And with that being said, how has it been you becoming president?
It's been busy. It has been busy. In my role, I'm educating people that are responsible for deaf and hard of hearing and deafblind, disabled people, policy and rules, to make and we're reviewing those to make sure there's equal access to communication.
Nice.
And that nobody is left out. So that's part of my role. Yeah.
That's an excellent role. As a matter of fact, how can people join the organization, find the organization, promote the organization?
Well, we have a website, www.blacklivesmatter.org. Deaf.org.
All right. And with that being said, what do you feel is your biggest challenge so far?
Jail. Our biggest challenge is working with the jail. They've not provided access so far. So we've been able to set up video phones for deaf people, hard of hearing people, and deafblind people so that they can call their loved ones, their friends, their families. But that has been a big challenge. It is a big challenge, setting that up.
Thank you for taking
that. I'm soon
going
to be writing a letter to the Department of Justice about ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, that says that any state government institution must provide equal access to all people.
I'm glad.
Including the jail. So I will be writing that letter tomorrow.
Okay. So you basically have hit the ground running, and I can appreciate that. Can you give us that website one more time?
www.blacklivesmatterdeaf.org. It'll be up and running tomorrow.
Okay, then. So I know I'll wait until the morning after, which will be about Wednesday morning, before I try to log on. But again, thank you. You're working very fast to get the website up. And before
and
you
I
all
just,
leave
yes,
out.
Yes, I just wanted to emphasize that there are so many challenges for people who are deaf. So many we're trying to overcome. So there's challenges to access communication, to get sign language interpreters. So we come up against a lot.
I was going to ask you if there was anything else you wanted to add to this conversation, and I'm glad you did that. And I'm going to invite you that whenever you need a platform or there's some information going on that we need to know about, or once the website is up and running, feel free to call in and let us know what all we need to check for. That'll be greatly appreciated, okay?
Okay, and what can be done, just the police department needs to be educated.
Okay.
They need to know how to set up sign language interpreters. We call it video remote interpreting, so people who are deaf and in jail are able to access communication, and also they can't have their hands locked in shackles behind their back because then they cannot communicate at all with using their hands because that's their language. So we're in the process of educating them And Congress did pass a law which says that all police departments are responsible for providing that for people who are deaf, blind. And there have been people who have been murdered in jail. And so we are working to educate them on how to properly treat people.
Well, thank you. Before I go to other phone callers, my last question is, are you all able to service, because I know you all being located in D.C. and you've mentioned Baltimore, Maryland, are you all able to service or do follow-up for a police department, let's say the police departments in Cuyahoga County of Ohio, such as Cleveland, East Cleveland? Are you all able to do that?
We can, yes. Just reach out. Yeah, contact the office and we'll help. We just need to schedule something. And there are a lot of videos that have been set up for the police in this area. In D.C. are the only... Hold on one second. Like I said, this is being interpreted by a sign language interpreter, so she is asking for some clarification. One moment.
Oh, the clarification is...
This is... it's sad because this is D.C. is the only county that has police officers who sign. And I'm like, what? It's the question, why don't other departments have signing police officers who know sign language? If you see 304.14, excuse me, you can look at that and you can see what it says about police officers in the D.C. area, 304.14.
Okay, I will. I'm writing that down. 0.14. And also, what I'll do is put it out there so that others who have listened to this on the phone line and they do the replay of the show, they can reach out to you all also. I'm pretty sure they definitely will. And may you all enjoy the rest of your evening. It was an honor to finally talk to you on air.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We'll be in touch.
No problem.
Soon. Okay.
Please do. And thank you both, as well as you doing the interpreter work. Just, it's been an honor. May you all enjoy your evening. And this.
And you as well.
This is a, no problem. This is one of the reasons why I say, even if you don't press the button that says you want to talk, we're going to come to the phone line because you all make the program. And speaking of making a program, I need to go to the last two phone callers. I'm going to go to 216-548. 216-548. How are you doing out there?
I'm a little bothered this evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm a little burdened. I'm bothered this evening. Racism in this country is off of the charts. Matter of fact, I enjoyed you all Saturday at the birthday celebration. To Mr. McFoy's birthday celebration, I had a really good time.
Okay.
But I just got through speaking to Cleveland City Council meeting, and Mr. Porter, this is Reverend Pamela M. Pinkney, but I need some money, too, if anybody can send me some money. I need $200 to do with some things I need to do. My cash app is the $ APOSTLETT. APOSTLETT. My Zelle is 216-548-0820. Let me tell you what I just fed up, Mr. Porter. I'm fed up. And nothing moves in this country unless a white person puts their hand and their stamp on it. People of color, black, brown, Native American, and multiracial Americans could never be racist because racism costs money. And racism is hurting a lot of people in this country.
True.
And you know what color I am. I'm light brown skin, so I have white family members, black, mm-hmm. brown. I got all kinds of family members. But I'm sick of this mess. Last week, and the mainstream media, it's real crazy because they didn't show when white people were acting like heathens and barbarians in the city council meeting last week when we couldn't get in the building, and then they barricaded us, locked, made sure we couldn't get out the building. They didn't show that to mainstream media.
No.
They didn't show that in the mainstream media how they would threaten the council, the black council president, got up, disrupted the meeting, jumped over the boundaries that they weren't supposed to cross. They didn't show that in the media. And chant it in another language. I know the Bible says that if you speak in another tongue, you have to have an interpreter. But the crazy thing is, after they chanted, they went outside and blocked the exit so we couldn't leave the building.
Mm.
That wasn't a crime. But let some black folks, some brown folks, some Native Americans, some multiracial Americans, some non-white people go do that in a white community. Not only would have been crime, they would have got some guns and shot all of us.
Uh-huh.
I'm bothered by this. Because after the people got out of the building, after we got out of the building, then they surround the building. But they call that a first constitution right. But after the Constitution says peaceful. Peaceful. That's the key word. Peacefully assemble. Now, I got banned from the county council meeting just for speaking and addressing. And matter of fact, I got banned from the council meeting for no reason because I didn't do anything. And you can go back to April 3rd, 2018, because I was running for the same seat as Chantel Brown, and she
mm-hmm.
was and had me banned from the building for that and lied. Because nowhere on that video do you see me disrupting anything. But these white folks can come in here and disrupt anything they want to. They have been jumping all over the furniture. They came through this country. And I noticed that every time there's somebody black that's in leadership, brown, Native American, or multiracial American, they vandalize the city, defund the city, destroy the community. And if you say something, they want to charge you with a crime. When they do it, it's civil. When we do it, it's criminal. I told them today. And I meant what I said. And then some white Jewish man called himself threatening me with the police. I told him, you don't threaten me with the police. I am the police. You don't do that with me. I told him today. Until you apologize to that black man, don't say nothing. Don't say not one word to me. And I mean what I am saying. Because you can't go... You're not going to go in Parma and do that. You're not going in Bretnall and do that. You're not going in Solon and Pebble Pike and do what you're doing. And don't tell me something about the First Amendment. Because I realized it was all white people at the table when the Constitution was written, male and female, because the men had wives. So they were white women. They weren't married to no women of color back then. So, of course, they try to justify it by that. But like I told them, don't threaten me. I told them, America is a Christian nation. Jesus Christ is a man of color, a brown-skinned man. And if you want to talk about a goddess, I said the God of America is Jesus Christ. If you want to go goddess, she still would be Jesus, and she still would be a woman of color. I'm tired of this nonsense. But it's crazy because the mainstream media didn't show that. Matter of fact, the media didn't show what took place this evening in the council chambers when they saw that they went out and gave them support for doing that. But I noticed, Mr. Porter, because I know we got somebody else on this other line. I noticed
yes,
that all this political unrest takes place when it's a federal presidential election and black folks get murdered in this country. Every federal election locked up and murdered. I've had enough of it. And I do mean what I'm saying. They better black. And when the city of when our capital got violated, and they went through doing
right.
all that stuff they did. It was a black mayor in Washington, D.C. Everywhere there's black leadership, non-white leadership, they're giving free passes to these white folks, these racist white folks, to come through and destroy communities. And there's no consequences for it. Enough is enough. God, like I told him, I told Blaine Griffin, no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against him in judgment shall be, it is, condemned already. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord our God, and the righteousness of God is of him. And you can't go in Palmer and do that, what they did to that man. They called him out of his name. They threatened him. They did everything to that man and disrupted the whole meeting. But Meredith Turner and them banned me from buildings just for speaking in public comment and not doing any of that. I got a serious challenge with that, Mr. Porter. What's wrong with these folks? And our backs,
and
our feet, our hands, our eyes, and our legs, our mouths built this country.
Mm-hmm.
How dare they disrespect us like this? How dare somebody call themselves threatening me? I don't take kindly the threats. I got a God that's real. They better back up off me. This is not a Jewish country. This country is built on the promises of Abraham through the people who believe in Jesus Christ, not no Allah and Buddha and all that other kind of stuff. Not no, and I told him this evening, it ain't about no white faith, white privilege. We got divine favor as people of color. They better back off.
Thanks for doing that and for bringing us an in-depth report about the city council meeting.
I need somebody to get that meeting from last week. I need y'all to see that, because it's a shame that the media did not show that, because they
mm-hmm.
don't want to disclose their dirty hands when they're doing something. But had it been a team of black folks or a Native American, and I told them, y'all act like barbarians and heathens. But had it been us, we would have called heathens and they'd been locked up and they had the National Guard. I called the United States Department of Justice today. You know, they spun me. I called the FBI today. They spun me. We need to pull together, everybody. And I don't want nobody calling behind me talking about, oh, we Christians. And we Christians. Jesus wasn't no coward. And he was a man of color. So let's not play that game. Because all these black women putting these blonde in their hair and these wigs on their head and straightening their hair trying to think they're white, and the white people accept you for that, you better be who you are and stop doing all that craziness, because they don't have no respect for you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. And we have two more phone callers, so let's get to them with the 216-255-216-255. How are you doing?
Good evening, Mr. Porter. What I want to do, first of all, is thank Mr. Tucker of Tucker's Casino and Ms. Red for allowing me to come through live from Cleveland, Ohio, coming out of New York. Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
Tucker, and thank you, Red, for allowing me to be in your house tonight. What I want to get at, first of all, is Mr. Matthew Arnn. The public got to know. They got to know that he is the next Cuyahoga County prosecutor. And we got to get on it, and we got to get busy. We got to let the public know that there's no more Mike O'Malley. Mike O'Malley must go. Mike O'Malley is the biggest threat to our people. If we allow Mike O'Malley back in there, Al, he's going to put us all in jail here in Cleveland. So we must run Mike O'Malley out from downtown Cleveland. We must.
Yes.
And if we don't, Al, we're in trouble. So I'm saying to the black folks, white folks, green folks, yellow folks, get out and vote for Matthew Arnn, spelled A-H-N, and it sounds like O-N, Arnn. Matthew Arnn for Cuyahoga County prosecutor. Al, if we don't do that, he's going to lock up all the black folks here in Cleveland dealing with a Mike O'Malley. Mike O'Malley has done nothing for us here in Cleveland, absolutely nothing, but lock up our babies and keep them behind bars. Our babies behind bars because of the ignorance of Mike O'Malley. He has not updated the system. He has not updated the data There's data that says Mike O'Malley has done nothing for the Cleveland area, nothing for Cuyahoga County. Secondly, I want to go to Everlasting Baptist Church, Eddie Road in St. Clair, 579 Eddie Road. Deliver me three. It's on its way to Cleveland. And they're looking for some dude named Chappie. I don't know who the hell Chappie is, but they're looking for this clown. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's going to be three big shows, Al. A 11 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock show, and a 7 o'clock show. And that's May 4th. It's going to Cory United Methodist Church, 1115 Kensland Avenue. It's going down, Al. It's going down big time. And that's what my pastor said. My pastor told the congregation Sunday that May 4th, you best be there. If you don't be there, you're going to miss the treat of your lifetime.
Ooh.
Because it's going down, Al. It's going down. Now, we need to go out to Woodhill because no one has gotten back to me about the ignorance out there of the disability concerns out there. They do not have proper access for the disabled, for the elderly. I want to even say for the children to get upstairs. I mean, I was out there two Saturdays ago, Al, and I had to carry my rollerlader up 25 flights of stairs. 25 flights, Al. And the commissioner there tried to tell me that it was disabled compatible. And I wanted to cuss that clown. I wanted to say, you're one of the best. You must be from Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, one of them Negro, plantation Negro. That's what I wanted to call him. I see he got to be a plantation Negro if he can't see that there's no walker, there's no lift, there's no elevator. And you don't tell me that you don't tell me that it's disabled, it's compatible to disabled people, and you don't have a walker, you don't have a lift or a elevator, Al. What kind of ignorance is that? Lastly, I want to say to our youngsters, stop this senseless killing. You young brothers and sisters don't understand what you're doing. This is not video. You don't get a do-over. You don't get a do-over. And you're disrupting two families. First of all, you're disrupting the family that you're killing, and then your family too. Because guess what's going to happen to you when they take you downtown and put you behind bars, possibly for the rest of your life, young lady and young fella, for the rest of your life. So your family is disrupted. The family that you've disrupted is disrupted, and it's a doggone shame. A doggone shame, Al. I want to simply say to the public, live each day to the fullest. Get the most out of each and every day. Dare to be different, to follow your own stars. Believe that those you love love you. Then you can look forward with confidence and back without regret. And remember, taint what you're doing when you're doing, but it's what you look like you're doing when you're doing what you're doing. And if you're a Teddy Pendergrass favorite, Teddy said, a true love affair, Al, is not 70-30, not 60-40, not 50-50. And if your love affair is not 100, Al, you don't have a love affair. And a shout out to the folks in Atlanta, Georgia, and New Ellington, South Carolina. And a shout out to, I got to do this, and I'm going to make her holler, to Miss Paris. This is for you, young lady, and that's a tenfold. And remember, there's only two people in the world like me, Al, and I'm both of them, and I want the world to run tell that.
Appreciate you. That has been a phenomenal phone call from the JG Experience, Johnny G himself. Let's go to that 216-347, 216-347. It's all on you. How you doing?
I'm doing fun. I'm doing great, Porter. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Man, tell me what's new for you.
It's been great. So when the man was talking about Woodland, that's an ADA violation on an American with Disability Act under Title II. They're supposed to have access to people in wheelchairs and walkers. That's an ADA violation, and the city know that too. So, let me know the address, and then I can report it to the American Department of Justice. So, So a couple of things have been going on, okay? I am now certified to run for Congress, okay?
Okay.
And I'm proud of that, okay?
Right.
And
you should be.
When I look at Mayor Bibbs, he's going to be a one-time mayor, okay?
Before you say that, I just want to say that that way it can go on air and it can be saved. The Zelma Watson George Recreation Center, which is 3155 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. 3155 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. Now, go back to your thoughts about one-term mayor. Go ahead.
One-term. Okay. You know, every year we have that death and mystery. I come every year in September.
Yes.
So we, for the last, since he's been elected, we see him imitation after imitation after imitation, right?
Right.
The lies they said, he's not available, right?
Right.
He's not available. Let me be a white man, request him. Excuse my language. Let me be somebody
right.
Not African American. He been there then.
Well,
so,
yes, pretty much. That's been his track record.
So if somebody like Dan Gilbert would ask him, he'd have been there. Okay?
Well, yes.
So I always tell the truth, and you know I don't bite my tongue when I say it. Okay?
No, you don't.
You know, and I heard about Kerry Howard, the favorite director, he resigned, right?
Right.
I got a thing about that also. So if I'm mistaken when I read about that, the assistant director was in a car accident. Is that right?
Right, yes.
And that's why he resigned, right? Because she was in the city car. What in the H do she do? Why is she in the city car? Why she cannot drive her car on the weekend?
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I always come with facts. I always tell the truth. So
yes,
they
you
pick
do.
They pick the old chief to be the new service director, and they pick the new chief to be the new chief. What they're going to do taking our people with a disability?
You are telling the truth.
Let's say this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know I have traveled all across the country, okay? When I used to be
right.
The president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, okay?
Mm-hmm.
2013, DC have an ordinance, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you know that ordinance number? Or do we give it to you?
Give me that ordinance number.
Okay, the ordinance number is 304.14.
That's the same one that was just given out by the new president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf, 304.14.
Yes.
I'm looking at
it. Okay, let me tell you what that says, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it says the police have, each officer have a smartphone. They have a call, an app called Language Access. They have Spanish interpreter, sign language interpreter. They get every language you if you speak Chinese, they get an interpreter come on your phone called your simple video remote interpreter, okay? So, and they also have a deaf and hard of hearing unit. They have a 24-hour deaf and hard of hearing unit. 24 is an officer who's in our unit 24 hours. They switch shift, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. Only D.C. is the only one in the country who have a deaf and hard of hearing unit. And D.C. is, Cleveland is big, and all these big cities across the country do not want to sell. But you don't like this. What happened, only the deaf person got to say is they didn't have access. they didn't have an interpreter. Well, what's going to happen, Al Porter? It's going to be an ADA lawsuit. It's going to be a discrimination lawsuit. And who's going to pay that? The city and the taxpayers. Okay?
Right.
Now, Pelosi is on, he is the chairman of public safety, right? Why
right,
have he brought
right,
it up?
Right.
Why have he not asked him about the death of Hardy Union? Why is the 304 is not on his desk? He's a chairman.
Mm-hmm.
The chairman holds the big budget of a public safety, right?
Right.
The clean,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So 60% of the budget comes from what? Public safety. So we just have some questions. And you know I have questions. I always have these tough questions, okay? And that's why
mm-hmm.
I'm running, because I have these tough answers for the American people, okay? So that's all I have to say. What are they doing? What is the mayor doing? He only tend to white folks events. Let's say he's a member of Olivet. Okay, that's fine, no problem, because I'm still a member of Olivet. Okay. Let's claim if a white pastor were to ask him, he'll be that pastor's face so bad before he say hello.
Well,
before you said the word hello.
I can tell you one thing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're telling the absolute truth. Enjoy your evening and keep us abreast of how things go in your legislative run. Thank you.
Okay. And I will talk to you next week.
Yes, you will. Peace.
Okay. Peace.
This show has been very informative. I appreciate you all for doing that. Enjoy your evening. Catch you all at certain events upcoming, and catch you all to talk about it next Monday. Peace.